Hello and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. I'm your host, Don Dillon, and tonight's topic is four pillars of a successful website. Having a web presence is essential for any business. Today, clients expect that any serious business has one, just like you are expected to have a business card. Yet fewer than 10% of therapists have a website. So we're going to focus on getting you online with a professional-looking website. In this broadcast, Paul Rochford and Eric Brown will outline the four things you absolutely must look for when choosing a web developer. For those who like the do-it-yourself routine, they will show you some great options for getting a massage website up quickly and inexpensively. Eric Brown, RMT, is the director of Bodywork Biz and creator of the best-selling 60 Clients in 60 Days program. He writes for Massage Publications internationally. He appears regularly in print and broadcast media and has been featured in the Globe and Mail, Toronto Sun, Toronto Star, and has appeared on local and national television. He has taught thousands of massage professionals at various Toronto area massage colleges, as well as workshops and conferences across the country. Paul Rochford is the lead web developer and internet marketing expert behind Techspertise Incorporated. With a background in marketing, IT, and programming, his focus is purely web. Paul has been featured on national television, newspaper, and radio. He has spoken to small business groups around North America on what it takes to succeed online, featuring his methodology, Four Pillars to a Successful Website. Paul is the brains behind the extensive functionality of sites such as bodyworkbiz.com and has a sincere interest in seeing people succeed in the web and being successful in general. Eric and Paul, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Good to be here. Mm.
Now, Eric, you're doing a dual role for us tonight. You're going to be our guest and help with being our co-host as well. So I'm wondering, wearing your co-host hat, if you could tell our listeners online how they can send in their questions to discuss tonight's topic.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're listening to the broadcast page right now, to this call live, you'll see a Q&A box. That's our question and answer box. If you have any questions for myself or Paul on developing a website or any questions regarding marketing on the web, then just type them into the box. If you could put your name there and your city, that would be great too, and click the submit button, and those will come straight to us, and we'll get to as many of your questions as possible through the call. So take advantage of us and send in those questions.
Excellent, Eric. Thank you. Now, of course, this series is about technology and embracing technology and whether massage practitioners are embracing technology. I wonder, I'll field this question to both of you, Eric and Paul. Can you tell me, in your experience, are massage practitioners embracing technology? And if not, why not?
Well, I think primarily you said it, Don. You said 10% of massage therapists out there have a website, and the rest do not. Why that is, I suppose, is simply because they're just not, they don't embrace technology as easy as others.
Yeah, I think part of it is, as our profession, our profession is an old profession. We've been doing massage for thousands of years in the same way. Really, not much has changed in terms of the way we practice our trade. But what has changed around us is technology, and in particular, the influence of the internet. It's just taken the world by storm. It's happened very, very quickly, and I think it's sort of left everybody in the dust. I don't think that it's not a matter of wanting to embrace it. It's not realizing that it's happening around us and that we've been left behind. And I think really massage therapists aren't alone in this regard. I think a lot of small business owners don't recognize what's happened to the world in terms of technology and the web, and so they don't really give it the credence don't give it the importance that it deserves at this point in time. So I think really more than anything, we've just been sort of caught off guard, and we need to catch up.
Yeah, it's too bad because more and more people are ditching the Yellow Pages for the Google search engine.
But it's not too late to take advantage of this trend. Again, small businesses are still late at hopping on board in terms of the internet, and so there's still a fabulous opportunity for massage professionals to get on board right now and capitalize on the huge level of traffic that there is on the web.
Now, Eric, I know when I was first looking at setting up a website about 10 years ago, the first quote we got was about $5,000 for a very basic website and going up from there. Now, I know the technology has dropped dramatically in terms of cost, and you've been a big proponent through bodyworkbiz.com and in conjunction with Paul at heretohelpyou.com in trying to make the building a website less expensive and less scary for massage therapists. Can you tell us about what you've done to make the process easier for a sole practitioner who wants to be able to market themselves effectively but has a limited budget? Can you speak to that?
I guess I can. The products that we have in place that Here to Help You are products that certainly take all of the most of the do-it-yourself. So the underlying technology is basically hidden from the user. So when they use a website builder, for example, they don't have to see any code. It's really just a matter of getting used to using Word for all intent and purposes because the interface is similar. So what we've done is tried to make it easy by providing something that is already people are already used to using. And the other product that we have, of course, the client generation system, is taking all of the development work out of the therapist's hands and into the hands of people who do it on a daily basis. So there's really nothing to do other than let us know about your practice and what makes you unique.
So, Paul, go ahead, Don.
I was just going to say, if you could just elaborate on that process a bit, what exactly does a practitioner, a massage practitioner, do? They contact your office or they contact you through your website. What is the process of setting up a website? Is it complicated?
Well, I mean, it depends on which route you take. There are several ways to set up a website, obviously. One is to seek out somebody who knows what they're doing, who is a developer, that can put all of the components necessary into a website, give them a good foundation to move forward online. That basically brings me to my four pillars, I guess. Let me hold off for a second and continue. There are out there also methods of doing it yourself, as I just stated, a website builder. And finally, there's all kinds of client generation systems, I suppose, that one can tap into as well. So there's actually different products out there. But when it comes to succeeding online with any internet presence, you really need a good foundation.
And I guess that ties into the four pillars, if you want to discuss those briefly, Paul.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that that I educate potential clients when they first talk to me. First of all, people need to know what it takes to succeed online so that when you go out and seek out somebody to develop or redevelop your website, you can make sure that they have all the qualities that are necessary to pull off the job properly, correctly. That is very important. So the four pillars, I'll go through them really quickly. Pillar number one certainly is research. Without doing adequate research, you couldn't possibly begin developing a website. The research basically consists of researching a list of keyword phrases that you've come up with simply with a piece of pencil and a paper to find out if people are actually searching for those keyword phrases out there. And if they aren't searching for those keyword phrases out there, then there's no sense in optimizing a site based on keyword phrases people aren't searching for. So research is extremely important. It brings to light who your competition are and why they show up on the first page of Google, et cetera. It also might shed some light on other keyword phrases that might be appropriate to your market as well. So the research is very important. If you don't know, have a good, a solid plan moving forward, the rest doesn't make any sense. Pillar number two is graphic design. Now, of course, the web is highly graphical, so why not have a good-looking website? Although I must say that graphic design is probably the least of the important out of the three pillars to succeed online, out of the four, rather, to succeed online. I say that because I could have a black writing on a white background, and that's all I have, and I can still get found online and turn over a dollar. However, having said that, graphic design, like I said, is certainly important when it comes to representing a business, for example, that offers a $300 haircut. your website better look and feel like a $300 haircut. It should have some rich, good-looking graphics there. So, you know, usability is a factor, where the navigation is, the layout, even the words, the copy on the page. You know, no more than 80 characters per line. Your eye finds it difficult to pick up the next line on an average, et cetera. There's so many factors to page layout that really come in the design elements. So they are important. Number three, the third pillar is copywriting. When we employ several copywriters that have different strengths in retail markets, some in different services and whatnot, and we assign appropriately a copywriter to who's familiar with the market that they're writing for. In the case of massage therapy, it's my opinion really that you're too close to your business to write effectively for yourself online. Building credibility and value in yourself is extremely important once you have the visitor there. You don't want to give them a reason to click off your site and go to your competition. So what happens is, in the case of massage therapists, let me use that example, it's an appropriate one, you might want to get too scientific and technical about things. You might find it extremely important to talk about myofascial release or to define Swedish massage as lymphatic drain, and I forget what else it is. But my point is, I mean, you know, I'm a guy with a sore back and shoulders. Lymphatic drain, quite frankly, scares me to death. I have no idea what that is. You know, so you have to write to the user's level. And not only that, but copywriters today who write online not only write for the human visitor, but they also write for the search engines, because there is optimization at the copywriting level with keyword density, for example. So copywriting is extremely important for many, many different facets. And finally, coding. When you code a website, it's actually very important to be privy to the actual code. And the reason is because at the coding level, you have every opportunity to optimize the code. At the coding level, basically. And that's basically optimization to the nines. It really, you know, when you optimize at the coding level, it could mean an infinite difference between fifth position on the first page and first. It could mean the difference between the fifth page and the first page on Google. So, you know, optimization, and we talk about often, I haven't defined it, but if people were to pick up the four pillars to a successful website, take the mini class on my site, I'll go into it a little bit more and explain what I've just said a little bit more into more detail. But, you know, people who use WYSIWYG editors, and what that is just an editor that creates a website where the code is hidden, fail to fully optimize their site because they're not privy to the code. So there we go in a nutshell. Hopefully I'm not over on this. The four pillars. One, research. Two, graphic design. Three, copywriting, and four, the coding, final coding of the site, which brings it all together. And folks, there's optimization at every one of those levels. So there you have it. I would encourage people to sign up for my mini course on the techspertise.com website.
Oh, I'm impressed. That was incredibly succinct.
Was it?
Yes.
First time. I usually have an hour to do that.
Now, Eric, you've formed quite an interesting combination with Paul, haven't you? Because Paul has brought the technical, the coding background, and you bring your years of experience in working with massage therapists. So tell me how the process you've gone through to specifically market to massage therapists and how you have been able to take their specific needs and their need to market specific messages out there. How have you and Paul combined your efforts to make that happen?
Well, it's really important to have, if you're looking at marketing your massage practice online, you really have to look at both elements, both the technical element and the marketing element, and marry them together. Because what we see is, you know, there's a lot of web designers out there that can create great-looking websites for you. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be found by the search engines. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be ranked by Google. Doesn't mean that anyone's going to find them. And it doesn't mean that even if somebody finds it, that they're actually going to take some action and buy something from you. So it's that's one half of the puzzle, but without the other half, it's really incomplete and it really doesn't work. Same with the marketing. Marketing can be done in a whole variety of ways, but unless you can utilize this technology to sort of leverage your marketing efforts, you know, you're going to be less than effective. So really, it's been a good marriage between Paul and I, in that we've both brought you know, strengths that need to be together to make web marketing effective.
Yeah, no, it actually is very symbiotic. And when you do start a corporation, it is a marriage, folks. When you start a business together.
Well, let's hope
it's been a great marriage, hasn't it?
Now, I'm going to ask the question that a lot of therapists are asking, of course, and this question comes from Barry from London, and he wants to know specifically about the cost of setting up the website, and but in particular how they compare between what therapists are used to doing, which is the typical Yellow Pages ad.
Actually, it's probably, if you find the right tools out there, and I think I'm referring to our client generator, Eric, when I say this, if you find the right tools out there, you won't need the Yellow Pages ad. I can talk to one of our clients, actually, and it's too bad we didn't have her on the call, but she's out in Kitchener, and she left she graduated directly out of massage school, and the only marketing she has ever done in the 2 years she's been with us has been her client generator. And she would not get rid of her client generator for love nor money. It costs her $59 a month to basically pays it for itself very easily with one massage. And she claims that she has basically built her business. She's booked a month in advance, and she's built her business entirely on the web, again, but using something, as Eric stated before, something that actually works. So it's pretty open-ended question on how much, really, you know, because if I was to offer you a service, Don, today, that cost $1,000 a day, but I was guaranteeing you business that was making you $5,000 a day, I think you'd be lined up in the morning at my door each morning with $1,000 ready to go each day, you know.
And that's really the way I like to look at every marketing expenditure. I like to look at it as an investment. And just like when you make any investment, are you getting a return for your money?
Right.
You know, if you are running newspaper ads in your community paper and it's costing you $30 a month, but you're not getting any clients from it, then that $360 is down the tubes. You have no return on investment. So you always need to measure every vehicle you use and make sure it's working. And if it's not, then either fix it or drop it.
Yeah, dropping it. Yeah, exactly.
And don't waste time. And you know, from what we've seen, we've developed hundreds of websites now, and not just for massage therapists, but Paul and I have worked with a whole variety of industries. And we know that when it's done right, the web can be one of the most cost-effective marketing tools out there. It gives you the biggest bang for your buck.
Yeah.
We have the client generator services Paul mentioned, where we do everything for you for basically $60 a month. It's a subscription service. To hire someone, a developer, to do it for you, depending on your level of involvement, how much you contribute, like to the copy and that kind of stuff.
$3,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, could be $3,000 to $5,000 easily if someone's writing your copy for you.
Yeah.
And doing a job where it works.
Well, then applying all the four pillars.
Yeah. If you have somebody charging you less than $1,000, my guess is they're probably not very experienced in what they're doing, and all they're doing is creating the website for you, which is really doesn't have all that much value on its own. Now there's other alternatives too that are even less expensive than $60 a month. You can do it yourself. You know, whenever you need to make an investment in your practice, and you know, the way I see it is you can either invest money, and if you don't have money to invest, you can invest time.
Yes.
So you can go the do-it-yourself route, invest some time, and learn how to do it. At Here to Help You, we have one of the most intuitive website builders that's out there on the market. And in the on the coding level, as Paul mentioned before, it's optimized to work for the search engine. So the sites will get found. Not all website builders work like that. But this is a particularly good one in that respect. And through Here to Help You, we have a lot of resources in place that will take the therapist step by step through the process of creating a website of their own, and again, one that works.
The educational aspect is very important to us, because without that understanding, people get lost. They don't know why they're doing something.
Yeah, and on the broadcast page, the big button there on the bottom right-hand corner, there's a link to Here to Help You. I'd encourage any listeners to sign up for the e-marketing club and start receiving those emails to start educating themselves in terms of what's involved. And anyone is more than welcome to sign up for a free trial of the website builder. You can play with it for 10 days. There's no credit card required. There's no obligation. So you can go online. You can see exactly how easy it is to do.
Yeah, don't take our word for it. Give it a shot yourself. We spent a lot of time researching the best builder out there, and it's there ready for you to take advantage of, quite honestly.
Yeah, and when you do it yourself, make sure there's a free, we provide all kinds of free resources. There's an ebook called Your Website in a Week, or Create Your Website in a Week. Make sure that you get that book and just follow along as you're playing with a website builder, and that will tell you exactly what pages you need on your site, what to put on each of the pages, so we guide you through the whole process.
And some of the underlying concepts, you know, again, why am I doing this? You know, it's important to understand a bit of why you're doing it so that you can do it effectively. And the e-marketing club is free, so if you don't use our website builder or a client generation service, and you have another website or you're doing your own thing some other way, take advantage of the e-marketing club, because you can only pick up some help that will only help you in your existing web presence. So.
And you had asked earlier, Don, what's stopping from our RMTs embracing technology? And you know, part of it is just that, you know, it seems like this big thing that's out there. It's scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's new territory. They're not familiar with it. You know, it's important you start educating yourself, and certainly Paul and I are playing our role in trying to educate people and help them understand that really it's not that scary, it's not that difficult, and it can be very effective and a fabulous practice building tool.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing like showing up on that first page when somebody is actually looking for you. It's almost as good as handing over a new customer.
Can you tell me why it's important at this time, given, and Eric, you know, we've talked many times about some of the things happening in the massage industry, some of the concerns and threats from external aspects. Why is it important at this time to embrace technology?
I think it's going that way 100%. I can give you an example. The Yellow Pages is not being produced on a quarterly basis in a large city anymore like Toronto. I think they're doing it only once a year. There's not as many people using that method of finding a product or service. It's so much easier just to open up Google and search.
Yeah, right now the world is moving online.
Yeah.
Like Paul says, you know, we know that in a lot of centers that Yellow Pages, for example, which is a very traditional marketing vehicle that massage therapists have been using.
Yeah.
It's just being published every 2 years now in some markets because there's just not the demand for it.
And that's over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and you need to follow the market, and it all starts off with having a web presence. You absolutely, I can't emphasize this enough. Every massage therapist has to have a website. It's absolutely essential. It's the first step. It's the foundation for using almost any other technology that exists.
There's so much that can plug into your website after that.
Yeah. That, you know, if massage therapists don't get online right now and start at least trying to keep up with the trends online, they're going to get left in the dust, unfortunately.
At some point, unfortunately, that's going to be true, Eric. Yes.
And it just will simplify their life so much more. It's so much easier, for example, to communicate with your clients, to put them on an email list. you know, as opposed to sending them out a hard copy newsletter. You know, the costs of doing that are prohibitive and the time involved, whereas sending out an email newsletter is something that's very easy to do. It really doesn't cost you anything once you have your website up and going.
Yeah, and
of course, unlike a brochure, I mean, a website is constantly changeable, redefinable, where if you print off brochures, if you change address, if you change, add an associate, change anything at all, then those brochures are no longer valid.
Yeah, and we're talking about a website, but there's the other elements involved. Like I just mentioned, email is such an important element of web marketing, you know, that ties into your website. I know I've mentioned this strategy a number of times at Bodywork Biz, and people report to me using it, and I know it works. Just simply, once you develop a database of your customers' email addresses, just at the beginning of every week, just send them out an email. It will just take you 5 minutes to send off an email to say, this week I have the following time slots available.
Yeah.
Monday at this time, Tuesday at this time. You know, to make your appointment, call now.
Even if it's not to include that type of content, any content really, the whole point behind a newsletter is you're tapping the person on the shoulder and going, hey, remember me? And what that does is, if your list is large enough, every time you tap them on the shoulder, you get business that they may not have thought of calling you, for example. But they have an email in their inbox. You're giving them some good health and wellness information, for example. And they go, hey, yeah, you know what? I forgot about my massage therapist. Let's give them a call and make an appointment.
Brings you back to their attention again, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And that's really all a newsletter is for. People out there perceive value in a newsletter because if the newsletter is good, of course, you're giving good, valuable information away. And, of course, that's important, too. But really, the bottom line is no matter what the content is, it's the tap on the shoulder that ultimately earns you that dollar at the end of the day.
Yeah, because everybody is well-intentioned. You know, people know they need to take care of themselves. But, you know, if they don't have that appointment booked when they leave your clinic, you know, they're going to get caught up in everyday life, taking the kids to camp, you know, taking care of the house, taking care of the parents. And, you know, it's no longer priority. So, you know, having those reminders, being in contact proactively that way through email is very, very powerful.
Now, I must warn everybody out there, if you get a website, get an email address and check that email address every day, at least once a day. You never know when somebody is going to be contacting you through your website or has a question or anything in that arena. It's important to get back to people right away. I mean, if a person sends you an email, it's obviously because they have a question and they want it answered. So waiting a day, 2 days to check your email and then return, that person is gone and found himself another massage therapist. So if you do market yourself online, please, by all means, check your email once a day.
So there's a certain accountability with engaging new technology as well.
Of course, yes.
Now, Eric, Paul, we've got a few minutes left, and there's been a flutter of questions from the audience, so I want to field a few of these at you. And I'll put these two together because I think they talk about a similar topic. We've got a question from Wendy in New Hampshire that asks about how does a website help a licensed massage therapist in a rural area, and I'll blend that with a question from Scott in Stony Creek, who asks, how can I get more people to find and use my services via the Internet? So one is asking about how to build their business with a website in a rural area.
Another
one is asking, how can I get more people to find me via the Internet?
You're right. They're similar questions, and there are many, many, many ways of driving traffic to your website. Ultimately, a free result in the first rank of Google is you can't get much better than that. But in a rural area, like you talked about, for example, you may want to employ, of course, you have a website because, you know, some massage therapists aren't good at selling their services. They don't have that 10-second elevator close, if you will, you know, that popular sales method that you hear people employing. So why not construct a good website that has good, valuable, credibility-building information that does the selling and closing for you? So if you're in a rural area, what you might want to do is employ one of Eric's concepts. Well, it's not Eric's, it's a concept that's been around. It's a give-to-get concept where, you know, you can basically print on the back of a card, get your free 30-minute massage, first-time clients only, and put the URL and toss the cards off the tallest building in your city, basically, and you know, get business that way. I mean, drop them off at offices, et cetera. It's a compelling offer. That what that does is you're driving traffic offline to your online website. Because when you're dealing online, you're dealing with numbers. And if you're in a large metropolitan area, or the larger the metropolitan area, the more people you're going to have looking for you or looking for a massage therapist within your city. If you're in a small metropolitan area, you'll still have, of course, a number of people looking for you, but that'll be limited because of numbers. So you have to find and maybe get a little bit more creative in ways of driving local traffic to your website. And there are many ways of doing that. I mean, one just simple one comes to mind is getting a link on your Chamber of Commerce website. I mean, links back on other websites that exist out there to yours. And like I said, the offline tactics. You know, drive people to your website offline. Let your website do the closing and the sales for you.
So really, to summarize, there's two ways to basically you're marketing your website in a sense, and you can do online marketing and offline marketing for the web. The online marketing, you know, consists of search what we would call search engine optimization, making sure your site gets found by the search engines.
Right.
Other kinds of marketing tools, like Paul mentioned, you know, where you get links on related sites where people are going to find you, online advertising or pay per click campaigns. You know, that's all online advertising or online marketing to drive people to your site.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a rural community, like Paul said, there's just not that search volume. There's not that many people searching for Massage Hicksville or Hicksville Massage.
Yeah, the numbers aren't there at all.
Yeah, the numbers aren't there that you would have in a large metropolitan center. But it doesn't negate the fact that, again, just to reiterate what Paul says, is your website is really a 24-hour salesperson.
Yep.
So it totally supports your offline marketing efforts. So whether you're doing yellow pages in your rural community, flyers, networking events, fairs, whatever, you want to get your website address in the hands of people.
Yep.
If you give them your number, they're not likely, unless they're really, really motivated, they're not likely going to give you a call because then they're going to feel obligated to take some action. But visiting your website is a really no-risk way to find out more about you, find out who you are, you know, because there's a certain level of fear there, you know, having to take your clothes off for a stranger. So they get to know you and know exactly what you can do for them. And especially if your offline efforts involve some kind of incentive, as Paul mentioned, you know, it pulls people to your website. They get the full story. They start to feel comfortable with you. Now they know and trust you without even having talked to you.
Yeah.
And really, this pre-sells them, and they're really much more likely to then pick up the phone or send you an email to set up an appointment.
Yeah, it becomes easy at that point, doesn't it? Hey, what time are you coming in? That's done. As a matter of fact, that concept, that give-to-get concept, is very well laid out in your 60 clients in 60 days. So if you want to understand that concept of getting more clients, go to Bodywork Biz and take advantage of that e-course.
Yeah, and we have developed websites for people in rural communities. And they've held on to them for the long term, just for that reason, is that, you know, I'm thinking in one situation in particular, you know, this gentleman was not a little timid. You know, it's hard to get out there and present yourself and network with people, mix it up. And by simply giving people his website address, it was a way for basically, again, the website to act as a salesperson for him.
Mm-hmm. But you got to make sure that copy is right on in this particular case. That's one of the reasons why the client generator excels. Once, again, Eric stated earlier that, you know, it's easy once you get people to your website, you know, once you get found and get people in traffic to your website, you have every opportunity to mess it up at that point. So in this particular case, no matter how you're driving people to your website, that website had better close for you. It had better make that person pick up the phone and give you a call, if nothing, at least to ask a question.
That's a great point to end on.
Good.
Paul, Eric, I want to thank you for being on the show. You provided an excellent content for our listeners. I want to thank everyone who is out in our audience tonight, and I want to encourage you to visit the HereToHelpYou.com website. That's that large button that's on the broadcast page. I'd also invite you to visit the Massage Therapy Radio for other broadcasts. And any feedback on this show or other show in the More Productive, More Time to Care series, please send your feedback. There's a feedback to Don Dillon button. And our next broadcast, which is tonight at 7:45 Eastern Standard Time, there's a link on the broadcast page for you to find it as well. Again, thank you, Eric and Paul, for coming
on tonight.
Thank
you, Don. A pleasure.
It was a pleasure, indeed.
And thanks to all of our listeners. Good night from Massage Therapy Radio.